But you're listening to Connecting Faith, and for the next few minutes, we're going to connect with Carl Anderson. Carl Wesley Anderson Jr. is an itinerant, equipping evangelist for the past couple decades, had the privilege of preaching the good news all across the globe, and has written a powerful new book that is something that we need to pay attention to because God is speaking to us. In fact, the title of the book is called Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. Carl's got an amazing story that we don't have time to fully develop here, but welcome to Connecting Faith, Carl.
Thank you, Neil. It's great to be here.
You've been preaching and teaching, and is this been the heart of your message? I mean, you're an evangelist, so have you been preaching about how God speaks, or have you been speaking about God?
That's a great question. I think it's a both and. Yeah. In terms of my evangelism, I've had the privilege now of speaking in 20 different nations, but I'm an equipping evangelist. And what that generally means is I get to go in and equip the church and share scriptures and stories that really inspire people that they can go deeper in their relationship with Christ. And then by going deeper, then they become the witnesses. They become those that are comfortable in situations sharing their faith. And so on the theme of God speaking, yeah, the outworking of that is that in our lives, there are people all around us that just are dying for a word from God. And we can deliver that. We can give them the love of the Father, but we can also listen to God for them and learn how to give them maybe a sense, something the Lord is saying to them. And that can be revolutionary in both evangelism and just in discipleship.
It seems like at whatever stage or every way God's speaking to us, we need to be tuned in, right? We need to be discerning. We need to be receptive.
That's just it. And the thing is, there isn't just one way. Yeah. I mean, I think I was raised Lutheran, so I never got beyond the Bible, which of course is the best way to hear from God. But there are 20 ways beyond just the established word that he is speaking. And I wrote this book because I felt like the more that I can share with people the 21 full ways that, you can begin to discern every week. You can begin to recognize, well, hold on, the Father might be speaking to me there, or Jesus might be speaking to me through his word, or the Spirit inside of me is talking to me about this or that. And so the hope is that people will read this book and by the end of each week go, well, hang on a second. I had three or four contacts with God this week, and I felt his love, you know? Mm.
Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. We don't have time to unpack all 21, but let's at least get the list.
Let me just quickly think. Okay, here they are. You ready to take notes?
I'm ready.
Right. Take them down. The established word, the living word, the witness of the Spirit, the voice of the Spirit, the inner desires of the Spirit, nature and creation, providence, hearing the word of God preached to you, other believers. How about dreams, visions, and symbolic speech? How about holy coincidences or when you have moments like that with other people? How about media? How about the four gifts of the Holy Spirit that are revelatory? You've got prophecy, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. Then, of course, Neil, you could have angels talking to you or Jesus himself, or you might hear an audible voice of the Father, and that is 21.
And I would say most of us go, we're probably only on one or two. And I guess, is that okay if we say, I've never heard God's audible voice?
Interestingly,
that doesn't make me less of a believer, right?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I have actually never heard his audible voice either, and here I am teaching it. You know, I think the Lord is really awesome in that he wants to communicate with us creatively, not just in one way, but many ways, because he's like that. He's also mysterious. You know, there is no ABC to this. It's almost a little mystery in hearing the voice of God for a reason. I think he, like in providence, he goes before you, doesn't he? He's in your tomorrow already today. So because he's in your tomorrow, he can shift things. He can create circumstances or align relationships for you so that when you step into your tomorrow, you sort of go, hang on, God was here. God must have done this for me. And I think he oftentimes loves that because more than if it was a direct audible voice, because we're following him by faith.
Can you give us maybe just an example or two in the few minutes we have here of ways that God has spoken to you and where it was like, God was here and I didn't perceive it?
Yeah, well, I've been in a cancer battle, Neil, if I'm honest with you. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a very serious form of melanoma that had spread into my lymph nodes. So you reach a battle like that, and I had to kind of lay down the ministry at the time and seek the Lord. And go through some very dramatic both treatments and operations. So a few of those answers would be, first of all, I went to the Word and I sought the Lord. I said, Lord, am I going to live or die from this disease? And you kind of want to know when you're facing it because, well, at least I did. Yeah. And you just don't know what you're going to have. I got three kids at home and a wife. And He gave me a living word. He gave me a word from the Word, which is a powerful way. He gave me from Psalm 27, which begins, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? And it kind of ends with, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And he said, Carl, you're going to live. So I had that, and then I was facing a really major operation. I'm out in the woods one day, and the Lord said to me, Carl, pick up that rock in front of you. So I picked up the stone, and I held it in my hand. He said, how does that feel to you? I said, well, Lord, it feels strong. It feels secure. It feels longevity, timeless. It's been here a lot longer than I have and will be long after I'm gone. He said, exactly. He said, I am your rock. Jesus said, I am your rock to me. It was like in Psalm 18 where the word says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. You are my rock. You are my stronghold. So he took something natural in nature, a stone, and communicated his love to me through that stone. In fact, I hold that stone in many instances to this day when I'm going through a tough day or a rough time because I know that he's my rock. So those are just two. There's many more ways. I've heard his inner voice and his inner witness in many other ways, but yeah.
You know, you mentioned it before and just touched on it again, that God communicates his love to us. I think maybe that's one of the things we wonder, well, if I hear God's voice, what kind of voice is it going to be? Is it going to be a voice of, you know, correction, of rebuke? But you said it's God's speaking to us, love speaks, is the title of the book. Right?
Yeah, and do we first of all believe that? You know, you've got to first of all come to the point of your father is so in love with you as his daughter or his son, and he's passionately wanting to relate to you and communicate to you, and he knows how you're wired, he knows how you're built, and so he's reaching out in his love, and the point is the more often we can sense his voice, the more of his love we can experience. You say, well, Carl, why doesn't God shout to us? You know, why doesn't he make it super clear he's speaking? And my answer is, well, does a really good father yell at his children all day long? Or are there more of these beautiful, you know, hugs and glances and soft touches and communicating ways between lovers where you don't even have to talk, you just sort of know that you're loved by them? That's really how our Father communicates, and that's why love speaks.
Talking with Carl Wesley Anderson, Jr. about his new book called Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. And Carl, I'm just thinking that subtitle is about ways to recognize God's voice. Is there one thing that we could do to be more able to recognize God's voice? I mean, we have to be in tune, don't we?
We have to be in tune. I think, you know, reading a book like this, each chapter is one of those ways. You'll get some teaching on it. You'll get some scripture on it because they're all based in the Word. And then there'll be some inspirational stories from history. But it's a sense of, yeah, you got to train your inner spirit to hear him. You know, we are our culture is all reason, and we're using our brains, and we're so attuned to the information highway. Hey, actually, the Lord is speaking, but you have to learn how to lay aside sometimes the information highway and the reason, and actually learn. One of the most common ways is the inner witness or inner voice of the Spirit. You have to train yourself to understand how that subtle inner witness or voice is trying to communicate with you, and it takes time. It's a sensing. It's a going somewhere in a dimension inside of you because the Holy Spirit lives in there. You have to learn how he's speaking and how to tune in.
Because we can miss opportunities to be the hands and feet of Jesus, right? When we miss those promptings, you know, maybe
absolutely.
It's middle of the night prayers, or it's you know, showing God's love or something. Like
well, and even in your normal day, how often do we take a minute? Let's just take one exercise. I challenge every listener here that's a follower of Jesus right now to, after this broadcast, put your media away and go to the Lord, go to the Word, find an encouraging word from the Word, and then find one person in your mobile phone that you can send a scripture to, and just don't be all weird about it. Don't say, thus says the Lord said to me. You know, don't do that. Just say, hey, I was praying for you today, and I really felt led to send you an encouraging scripture, and then send it, maybe by email or text. And you watch how within 2 hours or 10 minutes, that person will respond to you with, wow, that verse just spoke to my heart today. You know, that's where you become a ministering member of the body of Christ while utilizing something as simple as the voice of the Lord through his word.
Carl, you have a ministry called Born to Blaze. Just say a word about that and then where people can find out more.
Great. Well, yeah, Born to Blaze is really an itinerant ministry. We seek to equip the church, inspire the church to go deeper in their relationship. I travel all over the world, but I'm right here in my own Jerusalem in the Twin Cities in Minnesota, do a lot of work. And you can find me and actually more information on the book on our website. It's just Born to Blaze, so BORNTOBLAZE.com. When you click on BornToBlaze.com, there's a whole page on Love Speaks. You can actually download the first 46 pages for free, or you can simply go to your Amazon right now and type in Love Speaks and my first name, Carl, with a C. That'll bring up the book. It's available on Kindle or paperback.
Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice, written by Carl Wesley Anderson, joining us today. You can find out more about his heart and his ministry at the website borntoblaze.com. Carl, blessings to you and your ongoing opportunity to see God work through your recovery. We're praying for you.
Thank you, Neil. It's been great to be here.